More at ADT.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Lori. Coming up, we're going to hear the latter part of Democracy Now!, in which Amy Goodman interviews one of the leading gun control activists from Australia who had quite a success in banning assault rifles in Australia after a 1996 massacre. But before we do that, before we hear Democracy Now! And then later on in the program, we're going to hear a Noam Chomsky talk. But we're going to go back and meet with Duncan Strauss of Talking Animals. Hey, Duncan, how are you?
Okay, Rob. Hi, Sean. Hi. I just want to thank a couple other folks who donated in support of Talking Animals, including Claire Ray of Friends of Strays. And she says, I'm a Circle of Friends member to make an additional donation. She challenges all who work in animal rescue to donate. And she's taking a pocket monkey, one of the last two. And not coincidentally, or sort of coincidentally, I guess, Jane Myers from Odessa, also making a nice pledge, loves a variety of shows, especially the local news and Rob Lori shows. And she, too, is taking the very last
pocket monkey. No, is this a live monkey?
No, you'd think that would be a little odd for Talking Animals, but no, it's a great
thing that you would do.
Yeah, it's a great sort of Swiss Army life-like thing, but it's flat like a credit card, fits right into your wallet, and it does...
It slices, 12, it dices.
12-in-1 tool, basically. Blends, yeah, it's great, and TSA approved, so it's been quite popular over the last few drives, and that was our last supply there with those two folks who donated.
So, Duncan, do you still have that stay at the Hawaiian villa?
Yeah, we were pitching that throughout the hour, and I'd even dropped the price a couple times, and so much to my surprise, no one take her. Usually it's so popular over the years that it's usually pledged for before we even get on the air for the fund drive show.
Is it too late to pledge now for it? For your show? Can they say, well, go online and make a donation and say, hey, I'd like to stay at the villa?
Yeah, we can do that. Again, it's subject to availability and it's not transferable, but by all means, otherwise, if they still want to do it, because we dropped the price to $700, which is about less than half of what it would normally be. So.
And they can see it on your website.
They can see some pictures of it and some information about it, yeah.
And
for
that's
sure.
talkinganimals.net?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Yeah, so by all means, it's all not right. Too late for that. So
okay, so...
All right.
Help Duncan reach his goal. The number to call, 813-238-8001. Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you, guys. Good luck. Duncan. Thanks.
So Sean Cadan and I are here, and we're going to try to raise some money. We're going to hear Democracy Now! In just about 90 seconds, the latter part of Democracy Out. Democracy Now! This is our fund drive, though. If you're just tuning in, thanks a lot for tuning in to Radioactivity and WMNF. Usually we have an interesting guest or two or three on this show, and we hope that if you enjoy listening to Radioactivity at 11 o'clock each morning, that you'll make a contribution now at 813-238-8001. Sean, we need to hear from about 60 people in the next 2 hours to reach our goal. Thanks to James Hartzell from St. Pete. He made a $100 contribution. And thanks to Gary McCune from Tampa. He's going to get one of those solar hand-cranked radios for his contribution.
Nice.
And Marina Unrod from Zephyr Hills, thanks for your $36 contribution. Great to hear from everybody there. And Sean, for people that want to have one of the finest tools for emergencies, hurricane emergencies, we've got in this fund drive the Iron Snow radio that can be hand-cranked, and it also is solar-powered. So if you're left without batteries and without power, here's a radio that will help you get through an emergency. And not only does it get AM and FM, but it gets the National Weather Service, the NOAA channel, and it will charge your cell phone. It's got a hand crank, it's solar-powered, and it will charge your cell phone so you can have unlimited access to radio, unlimited access to your cell phone with this hand crank radio, and it's available for a $250 contribution, the weather emergency radio. So make a donation of $250 now, and you can get this great radio that will get you through the next hurricane emergency. Here's our phone number. It's 813-239-9663.
You can also make a donation at WMNF.org. We're still looking for people who support Democracy Now. We are also looking for people who like Rob's Radioactivity program. And Rob, I'm going to take a liberty for 10-15 seconds and just tell people about Rex Tillerson. It just happened. Rex Tillerson had an unscheduled press availability, and people thought, well, maybe he's going to resign. But no, the Secretary of State decided that he is going to, he is telling people there is no reason that he's going to leave. He's going to stay in the Trump administration. He fully backs Trump's foreign policy. So I just wanted to drop that in there because I don't think they had it on the NPR headlines. But Rex Tillerson is staying on as Secretary of State. And now back to our fund drive. We need to hear from you. If you appreciate the news and public affairs that you get from WMNF, give us a call, 813-238-8001, or make a pledge online at WMNF.org.
All right, Sean, let's rejoin Democracy Now! The discussion is about how Australia successfully banned some kinds of rifles, automatic weapons, and since then has had a reduced murder rate and has a reduced mass violence rate in Australia. Here's Amy Goodman's interview. We'll hear the rest of Democracy Now! Right now. This is WMNF in Tampa.
There were some other elements of it as well, but the main thing was it's national uniform laws based on universal background checks, a ban on certain weapons, and a much more intelligent look at who is able to have guns. And the result has been a dramatic reduction in gun violence.
And Rebecca Peters, I'm wondering, subsequent to the passage of that legislation, has there been any fight back or attempts to dismantle it by the gun lobby in Australia? Because obviously after the assault weapons ban here in the 90s during the Clinton administration, there was a huge effort by the gun lobby to whittle down and repeal the assault weapons ban.
Yes. In fact, in Australia, what the gun lobby did after Port Arthur was it formed political parties. And in fact, because of the electoral system in Australia, small political parties do have some power when they get into the state parliaments. So the gun lobby now has people in some parliaments specifically dedicated to trying to weaken our laws. There have been some erosion, but the basic standard remains. It's the erosions are things for example, making it opening up national parks for hunting and things like that. But the basic set of gun laws remains 20 years later.
So Rebecca Peters, respond to what happened in Las Vegas, and talk about what you see could happen here.
It's so heartbreak. It's sickening and so frustrating to, you know, I've been on your show a couple of times after previous massacres, and it's just makes your heart sink to see this happening again. All of us around the world, everyone is grieving with the U.S. and saying, please do something about this. I suppose that one of the most obvious thing from that we see from outside is how is an ordinary citizen in the U.S. able to accumulate such an arsenal, and an arsenal of weapons of high power, rapid fire, even before they were converted to automatic capacity? These weapons, that's the most obvious thing, is that building up an arsenal of weapons designed for killing lots of people is something that should not be allowed and also the vast quantities of ammunition, and obviously the mechanism that seems to have permitted these semi-automatics to convert to full automatics. Fully automatic weapons are banned in the U.S. in principle, and therefore, obviously, the mechanisms that allow a semi-automatic to convert to fully automatic should also be banned. Those are the most obvious things. But also, of course, many people around the world have asked me, but how was he able to take all those guns into a hotel? Why is it not? And because in other countries, it's not normal for people to carry a bag of guns around with them as without any kind of restriction.
Rebecca, very quickly, because we don't have much time. The immediate response, and this has been the response of the NRA in massacre after massacre, don't talk about it right now. You even had Sarah Huckabee Sanders saying maybe later we'll talk about it, because the pressure is so enormous now that they had to say maybe later we will talk about it. But, you know, when the horror dies down and they're not worried anymore. So talk about the speed with which it happened in Australia. Again, a country of so many gun lovers that was committed to allowing guns through Australia.
Well, it's just, with any, humanitarian or public health or criminal crisis, and in the instant, you do need to talk about what to do to prevent it. And it isn't politics to talk about preventing people being killed and injured. One of the great things that happened in Australia was in that moment, both sides of politics said, this is not political. This is about health and safety. And they agreed to take a bipartisan approach. And that's what, immediately on the first day, it was immediately recognized by our politicians in Australia that this needed to be done. And within 12 days, as you said, the deal was done. It isn't politics. It's health and safety. And there's no bigger kick in the guts to the families of the people injured and killed in these, and also to the survivors of previous tragedies, to hear that said, this is not the time. This is the time. This is absolutely the time.
And quickly also, how much of an outlier is the United States compared to other countries on this issue of not only gun control, but these mass shootings?
It's absolutely an outlier. I mean, if you look at every other industrialized country that has the rule of law, has implemented basic, you know, guns are not banned in other countries, but they're regulated. And so it just means that it's not any different from any other area of public policy. You have to put in place legislation that responds to the problem that you have. And the evidence is in the data, that the results are clear. No other country has this number of mass shootings or this huge rate of gun violence. It just seems like Americans are paying an unnecessarily lethal price for the inaction and the cowardice of their legislators.
Mm. Well, Rebecca Peters, we want to thank you so much for being with us. International arms control advocate, part of the International Network on Small Arms, who led the campaign to reform Australia's gun laws after the Port Arthur massacre, which saw 35 people killed and a score of people injured. This is Democracy Now! When we return, we'll speak to Bishop William Barber. Stay with us.
Well, we are going to hear the next segment of Democracy Now! We wanted to hear the whole Democracy Now! Today. You're listening to normally Radioactivity here on WMNF in Tampa. I'm Rob Lori, joined by Sean Canaan. And this hour, we'd like to raise about $6,000. Let's see if we can do that. Here's our phone number. It's 813-238-8001. But if you like the interviews with the politicians and activists and authors and everybody that you hear here at 11 o'clock, usually I try to bring you something new and interesting, and not always on the same topic, not always on the topic of politics. But usually I try to bring you something new and interesting. And then later on in the phone, in the show, we always open up the phone lines and take your phone calls. And it gives you a chance, too, to ask questions of some interesting people. We've had Republican candidates for governor on the show. We've had Democratic candidates for governor in the race next year. We've had people who have written amazing books on this program. And, I'll try to get a whole list of everybody that I've had here. But we even had aides to Donald Trump on this show during last year's campaign. We had the vice president of the U.S. on this show last year. And we had the head of the AFL-CIO and just an amazing array of people on the show. Over the years, we've had Tea Party activists, and we've had the head of the Communist Party USA on the show. So think of the range of people that you're likely to hear at 11 o'clock, and it gives you a chance to listen and evaluate for yourself and figure out whether or not these folks are on track, whether they're way off. We've had debates about guns, and we've had a lot about health and nutrition, too, on this program. And we also have a great health and nutrition program hosted by Eve Prang Plews. Well, let's see if we can get one line lit. We're going to go back to Democracy Now! In a few minutes, but we'd like to the 14 lines over our heads. Sean and I have light bulbs over our heads indicating whether or not people are calling in, so that we hope that you will make a contribution today to enable us to continue and to bring you this program that we hope you find interesting every day. 813-238-8001. You can also pledge at our secure website. You can make your donation at this website. It's wmnf.org. Touchpoint.org.
And Rob, in the first hour of Democracy Now, we did not get our goal, but what we're hoping to do is by playing the rest of Democracy Now right now, we can give you the chance to pledge for Democracy Now. We really need to see that there is support out there in the Tampa Bay community, whether you live in Spring Hill or Venice Beach, or if you live in Sarasota. We want to hear from you that you like to have Democracy Now on the air. Give us a call, 813-238-8001. A $20 donation or a $50 donation or a $100 donation would be helpful right now to show us that Democracy Now! Is important to you to have on in this community. Can you join the circle of friends at $10 a month or $20 a month? We need to hear from you right now. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. You can hit the support button on the WMNF app, or you can go to WMNF.org.
And just a few days ago, we did a program about the burn pits that exposed Iraq and Afghanistan military service personnel to toxic chemicals. And we talked about a new film that the filmmaker is trying to bring to the Tampa Bay area to show what the dangers are of the toxic chemical burn sites in Iraq and Afghanistan. We also did a program in the middle of Ken Burns' series on PBS. We invited two Vietnam veterans on the show to talk about their experiences in Vietnam. And one of those veterans, Michael Burns, just made a donation. Thank you very much for the $150 contribution. And he says he hopes his friends will hear and donate. Michael was shot down as a young pilot in the Air Force over Vietnam and was held captive in a prison camp in Vietnam, and he gave told us his experience and also what he thought about the documentary and what he thought about the war in Vietnam. Michael, thank you so much for that. That's really great. And Michael McNaughton from Tampa just made a $100 contribution to WMNF. Michael, that helps a lot. But John, if we're going to get those, if we're going to raise $6,000 here in the next 40 minutes or so, we need at least one more donation. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001. Can we get those donations? I don't know. And we're going to go back to Democracy Now! In just about a minute. But oh, Sean, we've got this weather radio, too,
that
we haven't really talked about yet.
For a $250 contribution, you can be tuned in the next time you lose power. It's solar powered. You can crank it. 813-238-8001. We're going to hear about voter suppression. We're going to hear about poverty in the next segment. If these are issues that you think more radio stations should have as news sources, well, make sure that the one that is bringing you this information stays on the air by calling 813-238-8001. You can make a donation at WMNF.org as well.
And thank you for listening to this program, because I really do work hard to try to get interesting guests. You know, the aide to Donald Trump that I had on last year was Roger Stone, whose name suddenly has blossomed into to the popular culture. There's a new film out about him, and he's at the center of the Russia investigation. But Roger Stone was a guest on this show. We're happy to have all sorts of interesting people on the show. But if you think it's important not just to hear me talk, but also to hear interesting guests, please call us up right now at 813-238-8001, because I do work hard to try to get interesting guests on this program. Thanks to Malcolm Morgan from Tampa, made a donation of $100. Wow, that's great. Thanks, Malcolm. And he likes Craig's show and the Sunday Simca, and he likes this show too. So Malcolm, thank you very much. 813-238-8001. Now we're a little bit concerned because only one line is lit. We're going to need to hear from about 55 more people, but we've got plenty of time to do it. And thank you for your support over the years. If you've made a contribution in the past, thank you for that contribution, because that's why we're here today. But today we're hoping that people who haven't made a contribution in the past 12 months step up and call that number, 813-238-8001, or make your donation online at WMNF.org. And there are some people that think that WMNF should be all local, that we should just have only local programming on WMNF. But some of the best programs in public radio, some of the best programs in community radio, are actually produced elsewhere. And one of those programs is Democracy Now! We're going to go back to it right now. But I think that Democracy Now! Really does add a big dimension to what we're able to do here at WMNF. It is really important. In fact, some people here in the station have told me that they think we should take off Democracy Now! From the air. I don't think that's true. I think that Democracy Now! Is a key part of the service that WMNF provides. And I'm here fighting for it. Sean is here fighting for Democracy Now. So please make that contribution today. Support Radioactivity. Support Democracy Now. If you like all the public affairs programs like Talking Animals and all the other great programs, please call us up right now. Help us reach that goal. 813-238-8001. Sean, I think we should go back to Democracy Now and see if we can get this this next donation. All we need is one donation right now.
We're counting on you to call in 813-238-8001. You can pledge online at WMNF.org, but please tell us that Democracy Now! Is worth saving, is worth keeping on the airwaves here in Tampa Bay. 813-238-8001 to support Amy Goodman's great work with Democracy Now!
And remember, for a $250 contribution, we'll send you a compact AM/FM NOAA weather radio with an LED flashlight and a cell phone charger. This will get you through the next hurricane emergency. It's a solar-powered hand-crank radio that will also charge your cell phone. And for a $250 contribution, we'll send you this fabulous, highly rated emergency radio so that the next time the power goes out in your home, you will have a way to listen to WMNF and a way to charge your cell phone. $250 donation for the hand crank solar powered radio. 813-238-8001.
DemocracyNow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez.
Well, this weekend, hundreds will gather in Raleigh for the North Carolina NAACP State Convention, the last one that will be presided over by Bishop William Barber as president of the state conference. Reverend Dr. Barber announced he would not run for re-election to his post earlier this year in order to focus on his work with the repairs of the breach and the launch of a Poor People's Campaign. And what he says is a national call for a moral revival. Barber is on a 15-state public event tour to address issues of systemic racism, poverty, militarism, and ecological devastation, and spread North Carolina's Moral Mondays movement nationwide.
The effort draws on the history and unfinished work of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s 67 to 1968 Poor People's Campaign, which called for America to stand against what King called the triplets of evil, systemic racism, poverty, and militarism. On Tuesday here in New York, Bishop Barber was presented with the Andrew Goodman Foundation's Hidden Heroes Award for courageously defending the moral values of American democracy. Joining us here now in our New York studio, it's great to have you here in studio for the first time, Bishop Barber.
Thank you so much, Amy and Juan. Thank you so much.
There is a lot being made in the media right now about Facebook and their Russian ads. You had a very interesting response to that last night about who is manipulating the elections, who gets to vote, and who doesn't.
Yeah, I'm very concerned that while we should focus on the Russian hacking, but that we're missing that the greatest hacking of our system was racialized voter suppression. Let me give you some numbers for your audience. 868. That's the number of we had 868 fewer voting sites in the black and brown community in 2016, black, brown, and poor community. 22 states passed voter suppression laws since 2010. That's where 44 senators were represented, over nearly 50% of the United States House of Representatives. And at least 16 or 17 seats in the Senate, in the House, probably would not be where they are partisan if it was not for voter suppression. Today is 1,562 days since the Supreme Court gutted Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. Now, Strom Thurmond only filibustered the Civil Rights Act of 57 for one day. This Congress under McConnell and Ryan has filibustered fixing the Voting Rights Act for 1,562 days. We talk about Trump winning in Wisconsin by 20 or 30,000 votes. There were 250,000 votes suppressed in Wisconsin. In North Carolina, we had over 150 fewer sites doing early voting. So it is amazing to me that we're having a conversation about Russian hacking, but we're not having the conversation about racialized voter suppression, which is systemic racism, which is a tool of white nationalism, which is a direct threat to our democracy.
And when you say systemic, it really has almost become a a science, voter suppression. How can you either gerrymander districts? How can you systematically reduce the amount of people voting from those districts that you know are likely to vote against you? Mm-hmm. All and without actually talking about race, but actually having the same impact on reducing the vote of the black and Latino community.
Yeah, it's very dangerous to only talk about race in terms of interpersonal issues. You know, do you have a black friend? I mean, systemic racism is what has hampered this country. And we're seeing the worst attacks on voting rights that we've seen since Jim Crow. In the state I was in, it took us 6 years. The state spent $6 million to take people's voting rights. Now, we won.
North Carolina.
And the Supreme Court, the Roberts Supreme Court agreed unanimously twice that the gerrymandering in North Carolina and the voter suppression, not photo ID, but taking away same-day registration, early vote, was systemic voter suppression. Now, interestingly enough, Amy and Juan, Trump and the two senators from North Carolina are trying to put a guy by the name of Farr, F-A-R, Farr, on the federal court. And Farr is the attorney who led the fight for voter suppression and supported Jesse Hams and all of his racial tactics. So we have to have a very serious conversation about what systemic racism is. We have 34 states now with potentially voter suppression laws. We're talking about over 54% of African Americans. We're talking about how it will impact brown people and poor white people. That is the hacking that we must address. And in any other country, we'd be up in arms about that. I mean, you know, even if they were moral arms, not necessarily violent arms, about people literally stealing elections, not winning elections, but stealing elections through voter suppression. And all of this was systematic in the way in which part of what helped Trump and Ryan and others get into office.
But yet the president then names a commission.
A phony commission.
To investigate voter fraud.
Which is a fraud in of itself, which is the same line that they said in North Carolina was the reason they passed these intentional racist voter suppression law. They said they were trying to protect citizens from fraud. And I want to emphasize, the Roberts Court, Clarence Thomas, those all voted unanimously to say this was not just disparate treatment, it was intentional racism and intentional racist gerrymandering. And we have to deal with that, because what they know, without intentional racism and intentional gerrymandering, you could begin to see victories in the South. If you register 30% of African American unregistered in the South and connect them with Latinos and connect them with progressive whites, North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, and possibly South Carolina could flip. If those flip and those change, then the whole body politic shift. So the end of the Southern strategy is right at hand. But we have to deal with systemic voter suppression. And Trump and Ryan and McConnell and those allies are continuing to try to push the issue away from that and focus on the phoniness.
Is it just Republicans?
Well, I can say that when we started in North Carolina, we had to fight Democrats for the pass same-day registration and early voting. But here's the concern I have. We had 26 presidential election debates on both sides of the political aisle. Not 1 hour on voter suppression. Not one hour on restoring the voting rights. And not 1 hour about systemic racism in all of those debates. I was looking at a report the other day that showed that the terrible lack of focus on issues, even with the corporate media. There was more conversation about tweets and innuendos and women and this than there were on the issues. And systemic racism, as is looked at through voter suppression, if you put up a map, every state that has had deep voter suppression also has denied Medicaid expansion, also has denied living wages, also has some of the worst rules in relationship to Latino and immigrant brothers and sisters, also has some of the worst attacks on the LGBT community. So if you know a state is suppressing the vote, you can almost say that state is also against living wages, they have many politicians in power that are against progressive ideas.
And how often was poverty raised?
None. I mean, really, if the Republicans raise it, or I'd like to say the extremists that have hijacked the Republican Party, they basically say poverty is a cause of personal failure. And what we really need is tax cuts for the wealthy. Democrats too often say those trying to make their way into the middle class. Poverty, over nearly 150 million people in poverty, and we don't have 1 hour of discussion on poverty. 400 families making $97,000 an hour, and we're locking people up who simply want 15 in a union. That's a moral travesty.
Well, I'm wondering if you could talk about your decision to resign as the head of the North Carolina NAACP to focus more on the poor people's, on a new poor people's campaign.
Yeah. Well, I was invited to join with Dr. Liz Theo Harris, who's a co-director of Kairos at Union Theological Seminary. And her and I are co-chairing the Poor People's Campaign. We believe that we need a sustained moral pushback that challenges the immoral public policy direction with the moral vision. I like to call it restoring moral dissent, moral dreams, and moral defibrillation of this nation. We've got to go at the heart, and not just one rally or one email, but a sustained movement. And we need to focus on systemic racism, poverty, ecological devastation, and the war economy, and our whole moral narrative. It is amazing to me that we're not dealing with these issues, healthcare, poverty, racism, as moral issues, not Democrat or Republican, not left versus right. And so we've begun in a 15-state tour, organizing, because it has to be from the bottom up. It has to be black, white, and brown, and native, and young, and old, and gay, and straight, and people from Appalachia, and also people from the urban areas. And that is happening, Juan and Amy. It is happening. And people are engaging. And it has to include nonviolent, but not non-confrontational civil disobedience. We're planning, I won't say it all this morning because we got a big announcement, but 25 states, the District of Columbia, people are coming together for a sustained period of time, over 40 days, to change the moral narrative in this country. It must happen. Otherwise, we'll just, you know, have Trumpitis and think if you just move Trump, then it's over, when there's not a penny difference between him and many other people who are extremists. Or we'll just continue going down the same talking notes. We've got to energize this over 150, some days people say up between 120 and 150 poor and working poor people, and show them the intersectionality of what they face. And lastly, Juan, it's got to be rooted in indigenous leadership. It's got to be sustained. It's got to be where we energize everybody. And we have to make sure that we understand we're talking about the very soul and the heart of this nation. If we don't deal with systemic racism and systemic poverty, ecological devastation, and the war economy, we're not going to be dealing with violence. I know right now we're talking about violence, gun violence, but and we should be. And it shouldn't be politicized. It should be a moral issue. But 250,000 people die every year from poverty. For every 500,000 people denied Medicaid expansion, 25 to 2,800 people die. People are dying from immoral, violent public policy.
I wanted to ask you, I was in a barbershop yesterday getting a haircut, and while I'm waiting to my turn, there was a raging argument between these other men waiting to get their hair cut over this issue of the athletes kneeling and the Trump attack on the NFL players for kneeling for justice. I'm wondering your reaction to, because this is in the heartland of America where all of these football fans are crazed for the NFL. This is a major topic of conversation as to what these athletes are doing. I'm wondering your reaction to the president's attack on them and their actions, because they're all multimillionaire ballplayers.
Well, let's understand. The president, Trump, has consistently used racial code words and racial wedge issues to get along. I do believe he's deeply a white supremacist, a sympathizer at best. And the reason I say that is because, first of all, let's talk about race. We have to be careful, as I said, not just talk about race in terms of interpersonal. A few weeks ago, we had the march, you know, at the statues. We had white nationalists in Charlottesville, but that statue was put up in 1917 to celebrate Woodrow Wilson a white supremacist who played Birth of a Nation being in office. That statue was put up to celebrate we have a supremacist friend in the White House. So why is it that Unite the Right went to that statue? What are they saying? Secondly, white nationalism is not about just I don't like you because you're black. It's about policy. So when people say someone a white nationalist, I say, well, look at the policies of white nationalists. They are anti-immigrant. Are you voting against immigrants? They're anti-voter. They're pro-voter suppression. Are you voting policies that are pro-voter suppression? They're anti-living wages for everybody. They're anti-health care for everybody. They're anti-gay. Where do you stand on the policy issues? Because you can be an accessory to the crime of white nationalists. Now, the president is trying to change the issue. Kaepernick knelt because he was saying the nation is not living up to its promise, one nation under God, liberty and justice for all, because African-American men unarmed are being shot, and women in the street by people who are sworn to protect and serve. Dr. King kneeled. The prophets in the Bible kneel. As a religious person, I kneel. Kneeling is a very sacred position. So to suggest that somehow when you kneel, you're disrespecting anything, is actually counterintuitive theologically. It should be applauded. Kneeling is very, very sacred. And especially when you're kneeling to say, I love the country enough to criticize it. That's what Dr. King said when he kneeled. I don't hate America. I love America, but love requires challenge, moral dissent. Love requires calling the nation into order. It is not blind allegiance. And so I think that Trump wants to switch the issue. What I hope is that all the players that are hooking up now and kneeling will also engage in voter registration, will also engage in the democracy, will also engage in challenging other policies.
We have to leave it there, but this is only part one. We're posting part two online. Bishop William Barber, president and senior lecturer of Repairers of the Breach, leader of the Moral Mondays, and author of the third Reconstruction, Moral Mondays, Fusion Politics, and the Rise of a New Justice Movement. Happy birthday to Becca Staley. Juan, you're going to be speaking Thursday night at San Francisco State at City Lights Bookstore later that night, on Friday in Berkeley at Pegasus Books downtown. That does it for our show. Check out this tour at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
And Amy Goodman's going to be back tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock sharp, we hope. And what a great program. Very wide range of topics there on Democracy Now! Today. And it got a little bit of a late start, so we're still fundraising around Democracy Now! And also about the show that's usually on at this time, the Radioactivity Show that I host. I'm Rob Lori, joined by Sean Canan, the assistant news director here at WMNF. We've got a big goal to raise today. While Democracy Now! And Radioactivity and the Midpoint program with NOLA are on the air, we've got to raise $7,000. And so far we've raised about, about $2,000, but a bunch of people have just called in, and we're going to thank them, and we're going to try to raise that last $5,000 between now and, let's see if we can do it between now and 12 o'clock, and then NOLA can do a show without interrupting and asking for donations.
Yeah. Well, we need your calls right now, 813-238-8001. Do you like Democracy Now! Do you like Radioactivity? Are these shows worth supporting? You vote with your dollar everywhere you go. You choose which products to buy. You choose which stores to support and which programs to download. And how about what type of radio that you like? If you think that the radio that we play here on 88.5 FM is worthy of your support, can you make a $100 donation? Can you make a $20 a month donation? 813-238-8001. Say that Rob's Radioactivity program is worth supporting. Go online and pledge at WMNF.org or on your WMNF app, hit the donate button.
Well, here are some people that have donated to help keep Radioactivity and Democracy Now! On the air. Ernie Wynn made a $10 contribution from Bradenton. Thank you, Ernie. And thanks to Maria, who's in Newport Richey, made a $44 donation. Maria, thank you very much. 813-238-8001 is our phone number. And you can also make your donation online at WMNF.org. Here's an anonymous donor from Northern California. All right. Loves Amy Goodman and loves this program, Radioactivity, the station in general, and says, change comes slow. Glad WMNF keeps talking about it. Loves Harrison Friday nights. Mm-hmm. the 70s show, all the music. Thank you for what you do. That's a $50 contribution from Northern California. Thanks to Tina Barreto from Tampa, made a $50 contribution. Thank you, Tina. And Charmaine Martinez from Pinellas Park made a $45 contribution. Says, loves most of the shows. Just so glad WMNF is on the air. Charmaine, thank you. 813-238-8001.
Hey, Rob, I have a new member here to thank. Thomas Rain from Tarpon Springs is donating $100 to Radioactivity and to the whole station. Thank you so much. We also have a tip jar donation from John Raffale from St. Petersburg is getting our WMNF ball cap for a $100 contribution. Thanks for that donation. Cecilia Beamish from Lake Alfred, Florida says, I really enjoy Amy. She is so passionate. Thanks for that $100 contribution. And also Bill Grable from Tampa says, Grable Plumbing loves Amy and Rob. Keep up the good work. $365 donation.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. 813-238-8001 is your turn to make a donation. You can just call us here, talk to one of our great volunteers. Here are the phone answers that are taking your contributions right now. Jim Campoli, Margaret Shepard, Frank Knox, Jim Drain, Blanny Whelan, and Margaret Lane have all donated their time so that you can make your donations quick and easy by calling 813-238-8001.
And thanks to Ellen and Thomas Hogan from Lutz. They made a $500 contribution. Thank you, Ellen and Thomas. And Gail Carroll and Paul Carroll from Bel Air made an $88.50 donation. And Sean, in the last few minutes, we've raised more than $1,000. So we're getting really close to that goal. We want to raise $7,000 by 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if we can do it in the next few minutes, that would give Nola a whole hour to just do a talk show. 813-238-8001. But if you love listening to Radioactivity, if you love listening to Democracy Now!, if you like all the public affairs here on WMNF, please call us up. You know that we're unusual because not only do we have guests, but we take phone calls too. And, you know, every guest from the former Vice President Joe Biden, he was on this show, to Roger Stone, who was an aide to Donald Trump. He was on this show last year. Those are the kind of guests that you hear day in and day out. Here's another donation. Ernie, thank you for another donation for nice contribution. 813-238-8001. Well, Sean, I think the number that we've got to raise now is we've got to raise $4,500.
That means we need to hear from 45 of you with a $100 donation on average. Can you make a $10 a month donation? And that's a $120 a year. Give us a call. 813-238-8001. Or maybe you want one of these great weather radios, NOAA weather radios, to stay abreast of the latest when your power goes out and you have a flashlight, you have a way to charge your phone, and you can crank it by hand or you can put it out in the sun to charge it. With a $250 donation, we can give you one of these great radios. I tested it out this morning. You really can't ask for more. It has everything you would want: a solar charger, a crank, a great light, a way to charge your phone. The FM comes in really well, and so does the weather radio band. 813-238-8001.
The great thing about this radio is you don't need any batteries. And if you have a cell phone, and this was my big problem during the hurricane emergency. When I was home, I lost power at my house for a couple of days. And I couldn't charge my cell phone unless I went out to my car and drove around. And this radio would allow you to stay at home and charge your cell phone. Just use the hand crank or use the solar collector. Now, for a $250 contribution, you can have this weather emergency radio that will charge your cell phone and will also keep you in touch with WMNF and the NOAA weather station. And also includes a flashlight. And it's just an amazing radio. You can have it for a $250 donation. 813-238-8001 is our phone number, or you can make your donation online at WMNF.org. Sean, a couple of the other thank you gifts that we've got to give away. We've got both versions. We've got Al Gore's movie, The Inconvenient Truth, and the sequel, An Inconvenient Sequel. We've been talking a lot about global warming here on WMNF. Not many radio stations here in the Bay Area do it. But for an $80 contribution, you can have either one of Al Gore's documentaries about climate change and the climate change crisis. Just make a donation of $80 and you can get the brand new Al Gore movie, An Inconvenient Sequel. Call us up at 813-238-8001. Sean, another line just lit up, and that is really good. So, Sean, we need $4,500 here and we will reach our goal. 813-238-8001.
It would be so exciting to meet our goal on the very first day of the fund drive. Here's Ernie Wynn with a $10 donation from Bradenton. Thank you for that contribution. Please give us a call right now, 813-238-8001, or donate online at WMNF.org. Would you like An Inconvenient Sequel? If you haven't seen that yet, pledged $80 to Community Radio, and we'll send you a DVD of An Inconvenient Sequel, Truth to Power by Al Gore, about climate change.
And we've also got a lot of other great films. We've got Requiem for the American Dream, featuring Noam Chomsky and his look at why the U.S. economy has failed to come through for middle-class and working-class people over the last 45 years. It's a great documentary, Requiem for the American Dream, featuring Noam Chomsky. He's really, you know, even though Noam's in his 80s and has been talking about foreign policy and has been talking about domestic policy for years, this is one of the best documentaries. Yeah. It's incredible. Have you watched it?
I think I've heard the audio from it.
It's incredible. And for an $80 contribution, you can have the Noam Chomsky DVD, and you'll be supporting WMNF. We've got a new talk by Michael Eric Dyson on white privilege. He's the University Professor of Sociology at Georgetown University. And for an $80 contribution, you can have that talk. 813-238-8001. And the great commentator on public education, Jonathan Kozel, has a new talk out. It's called Human Public Education, and he's documented the inequalities in the U.S. education system. He won the National Book Award for his book Death at an Early Age, and he's done a new talk about how to improve the public education system in the U.S., and you know that if you've read Jonathan Kozel's work, you know what a thoughtful, smart guy he is, and for an $80 contribution, you can have a new talk by Jonathan Kozel. 813-238-8001. Sean, another line is just lit up. This is great. Yeah. Let's see if we give away at least one of those weather radios right now. This is the emergency radio that you don't need any batteries for. It's self-powered. You can either use the crank or use the solar charger on the top of it, and you will always have a flashlight, a radio. It's just really an incredible thing. It tunes into the NOAA weather band too. You can have this for a $250 contribution. It's called the Iron Snow Radio. 813-238-8001.
We really need to hear from you right now. Do you support Rob's interview show and call-in show radio activity? It's on every day, every weekday at 11. And we know you listen because you call in all the time, and you enjoy hearing from your neighbors We know you love the show. Why don't you make a donation of support? Can you contribute $50 to support radioactivity by calling 813-238-8001? Or you can go on the web and make your donation at WMNF.org.
And if you really believe in thoughtful discussions on the radio, if you really believe in hearing interesting authors, political activists, we've done a lot with local activists on this program, talking about the efforts to raise the minimum wage, talking about the efforts to clean up the local environment. We've had activists on the phosphate issue over and over again on this program. Please call us up at 813-238-8001. You know, when I get these guests on for this show, sometimes it takes weeks to land a guest. Sometimes I have to negotiate with the guest. With Roger Stone, it took quite a while to get him to come on, but he came on this show last year, and we were glad to have him. One of Donald Trump's principal aides during the campaign was on this show last year. 813-238-8001. Thanks to Brian Schatz from Schatz Landscape Design for a $150 contribution. And Brian, thank you very much for your contribution, and I got your message. Thank you. 813-238-8001, or you can donate online at WMNF.org. Sean, we have just, in the last few minutes, we've raised another $500, so that's really good. So let's see if we can get at least one more donation this hour. 813-238-8001. 8001.
Yeah, we really need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. Here's Ellen Solomon from Ruskin. Loves it all. Loves Rob and Amy. $100 contribution. Well, that's a great number to contribute. Can you make a $100 contribution by going to the web at WMNF.org and donating $100 to Radio Activity? Or maybe you'd rather talk to a phone volunteer by calling 813-238-8001. 8001. It doesn't take much time at all. It takes maybe about 30 seconds or so. 813-238-8001. You can also, if you're using our new phone app, you can also hit the donate or the support button there and make your donation on your phone. 813-238-8001 is the way to do it through the old-fashioned phone way, I guess.
And, you know, Sean, if we're going to reach this goal, $1,000 is really going to be helpful right now. If you can make a contribution right now of $1,000, that would be big, because we're just $4,000 away from reaching the goal for the first 4 hours of public affairs today. 813-238-8001. And for $1,000, I promise I'll give you a nice package of thank you gifts, of videos, books, and some of the speeches that we have. We have a new speech by Chris Hedges called Stopping Fascism. Chris has been a guest on this radio program, and for an $80 contribution, you can have a new talk by Chris Hedges called Stopping Fascism. The number to call, 813-238-8001. Sean, there are so many great people out there listening right now. This is really terrific. Another line is just lit up. This is good. But we are still about $4,000 away from reaching that goal. And remember, you can get both the Al Gore films, An Inconvenient Truth and An Inconvenient Sequel. Go back and look at the film he did about 5 or 6 years ago on global warming, and look at the film that he did today on global warming. And, you know, tell us what you think about that. You know, we know that Al Gore was ahead of his time on this issue of climate change and global warming. You can show it to your friends and maybe show it in school if you're a professor or a teacher. 813-238-8001. Sean, we are getting really close now. I think we're now under $4,000 away.
Yeah. Well, we do need to hear from you. We're going to go to the NPR news headlines in about 4.5 minutes or so, but we first need to hear from you. 813-238-8001. Nola's going to be in the next hour to do his great Midpoint show, and you're a fan of that, but we also know that you like Radio Activity and the great guests that Rob brings on, and the great opportunity for our community to have a dialogue. You know, there's a lot of radio stations in the area where they just play canned programming, and they play it's kind of top-down information. They'll give you the information, sure, and you can receive it if you'd like, but there's no way to dialogue. There's no real way to feed back to your radio. Well, that is the opposite of what we do here. We definitely have a way for you to feed back to your radio and tell us what you like and what you don't like and what your opinions are, what are your thoughts about the topics of the day. And that's what this community radio is. It's a forum for our community. And if you support that, if you think that that's necessary to have in the Tampa Bay area, we only do it because you support it. Here's the number to call, 813-238-8001.
Well, Sean, you know, when I do a call-in show, too, typically I get 15 to 20 people on the air, and I honestly, this is what I do. I give precedence. I show favoritism sometimes. If all the same callers are calling in, I try to get some of the new people on. Yeah. If it's all men, I try to go to women. And I'll say that on the air, that we're trying to get some new callers, or we try to get some, we try to put women at the top of the line, because I think that's really important. But it's important to have a show in which, you hear interesting guests, and then we get a lot of comments about the guests. And then the following day, I always play comments about the topics that you hear. Some days we get 25 minutes of comments. I don't play them all, but I try to play as many of them as I can. So it's really a two-way street. That's the way we can democratize communication, by letting people feedback. And you know, you may hear something on this show that you really love, or you may hear something on the show that you think, wow, that is really out there. I don't believe a word of it. And you can call in and say that, and other people can listen. And the more people have conversations about ideas and hear varying points of view, the closer we get to the truth, I think. So please call us up. Help us keep this show on the air. Radioactivity is the show. The number to call, 813-238-8001.
Rob, Sue Maiano, Susan and Mike Maiano from St. Petersburg have called in a $50 contribution. Thank you for that. Also, we have a $500 donation. They're getting the Solar Hand Crank Radio.
All right.
Their two favorite shows. This is Ed Golly in Tampa.
Thanks, Ed.
Ed's two favorite shows are Radioactivity and Daniel Ruth. So thank you for those, the contribution. You're going to love that crank radio. It's going to be so important next time we have an emergency here in the area. 813-238-8001 or WMNF.org.
And Sean, we're less than $3,500 away. And, you know, if we could get a $1,000 contribution right now, that would be really big. That would help us get very close to the top. I see several more people have just called in.
Great.
So we are getting closer and closer. We have about a minute and a half to go. 813-238-8001. But if you love this show between 11 and 12, if you love the interesting guests, that I'm always on the lookout for new guests. I'm trying to do a wide variety of things on this program, usually politics and the environment and civil rights and human rights. But I try to really keep a broad definition of that. And you hear everything from local activists to politicians to sometimes you hear commentators from other radio and TV stations. Sometimes you hear newspaper reporters, investigative reporters on the show. If you appreciate the fact that so many interesting guests are here for you between 11 and 12, please call us up at 813-238-8001. We're doing really well. If we got one more donation right now, that would be great. Yeah. NOLA's coming up in the next hour. We're going to get the NPR News, find out more about what Rex Tillerson said.
Right.
You can also make your donation online. Go to WMNF.org and you can have the new Richard Wolff talk called Trumponomics. It's all about President Trump's economic policies. You can have that for an $80 contribution.
813-238-8001. You're listening to WMNF Tampa, and we really need your support. Give us a call at 813-238-8001 or pledge online at WMNF.org.
And this is WMNF.